This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Remember, the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Yes, it is the 5th of November. Of course, you're referencing Guy Fawkes Day, which became an inspiration for V for Vendetta.
I know that 16-something, 1600 and... something, I think, was that
maybe
Fox?
So. Yeah. Great movie. I know that the Libertarians are getting together tonight as we speak in Manchester, New Hampshire, at a place called Chunky's, which is one of those eat while you watch a movie places.
I love those.
They serve beer there,
cool
too,
place.
Don't they? Yeah. Well, you'd be crazy not to, right? You're going to run one of those places. That's where you make a bunch of money.
Yeah. Right.
But apparently, they sold the event out last year, and it was like kind of a last-minute thing that they threw together, so they're doing it again this year. And so I hope those guys are enjoying that, because we can't go.
Yeah. Yeah, and wasn't that film about some sort of a government-created virus that was released?
Yes, it was.
It was. The narrative sounds awfully familiar.
It sure does. COVID, anyone? Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we can, if you've got more to share on this Guantanamo thing, we can talk about that.
But our world would never have, like, a president with, like, the big red backdrop and shaking
his head. We need them to remember why they need us.
Of course, you're referring to the Joe Biden speech that happened, like, 2 months ago, something like that at this point, where he looked a lot like the backdrop and everything looked shockingly like
crazy
that
evil
speech from...
Except even in that speech, he didn't have, like, soldiers behind him on both sides.
He
stepped it up. No, Biden stepped up the game.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, he didn't need soldiers. Even the Easter Bunny packs a gun around there. But
What about the Middle Eastern bunny?
He's in Guantanamo.
Oh, right. He's being held for no reason.
I got to take a little issue with Dave from New Mexico. I called in last night, and we were bantering about politics, and I made a wise crack about the jackasses breeding.
I remember.
I always thought a jackass was just a bastardized name for a mule. I knew mules couldn't breed.
So an ass refers to either a mule or a donkey, and a jackass specifically refers to a male mule or donkey.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So, educated me.
But donkeys can breed, but mules cannot.
Correct.
Okay.
Most hybrids are infertile.
Hmm.
Being as how he lives in a desert right outside of Burrillville, I will digress knowledge of the jackass lineage to David.
All right, Major. Were you calling for any other reason tonight?
Yeah, well, you remember that this whole Nancy Pelosi, her old man getting beat up with a hammer and whatnot?
That's the thing. I don't know all the details about this.
I can't get a coherent story from any direction.
I've only heard things through the rumor mill, and I have not spent any time looking into it because, really, I just don't care. But what is it that is alleged to have occurred? Some guy with a hammer broke into their house, but some people
No. Here, slow down. There's buried body cam footage. There was buried body cam footage that was only revealed once, I think, and then it disappeared. But Peter Pelosi walked to the door, let the cops in. This guy was standing in the kitchen. He walked back towards his supposed aggressor, and who by that time, this guy is he lives in a school bus in a driveway in front of a house that's got like Black Lives Matter flags and all kinds of weirdness going on. He's a old, nudist hippie and,
okay.
He lives in a school bus. He might very well have psychological issues.
So what was it? Presume you've watched this body camera footage. What was it that this Paul Pelosi said when the police came inside when he opens the door for the police. What did he
just
say?
Just one second. Actually, some of the best people I've ever known live in school buses. So anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So what was it that was said, Major?
Well, I didn't catch any of the linguistics that went on, but it looked like he just popped the door and let him in,
okay.
And then he walked back towards this supposed aggressor.
Now, and what was the aggressor doing at the time?
If a dude broke into your house with a hammer, would you walk back to him, or would you walk behind the cops towards him? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, so you're saying he led the cop. You're saying he walked back first. He walked back into the room before the police. He led them there.
Yeah. I'm thinking this might have been a lover's spat, and dude grabbed a hammer out of the kitchen drawer, and then they started wrestling over it.
What was the man who was the... And was he naked? Is that what the story is?
Well, he was in his boxer shorts.
Okay.
Peter was. I don't know about his other dude. They didn't give a description of his dress code.
Oh, so he didn't show up on the video with the police?
Dude, you know me. I'm dealing with you off an old flip phone. I have seen no video.
Well, then how are you giving us a recap of what happened if you've never seen the video?
Because I heard a recap on the radio.
So we're playing telephone.
This is hearsay. Okay, so this is hearsay. All
we're
right.
playing telephone.
Well, you know, and that's about as good as this story has gotten for me. Is like, oh, I've heard somebody say a thing about it.
Well, and none of this adds up. Like, seriously, you think they don't have security at the speaker of the house's home?
Maybe they don't. I don't know.
No, they absolutely do. I've literally seen the pictures of where their security cameras are.
So how did this guy get
in
there?
I mean, come on. She's third in line for the presidency and bothers a lot of people.
So what's the story? Why was a naked man with a hammer allegedly in this man's house?
Now that is a question. Why was a naked man with a hammer in the kitchen of Nancy Pelosi's husband?
Obviously, they were trying to do some home improvements.
Gets warm out there in California. So,
in my defense, all the information we get from the government is secondhand, boys. So
well, that's true.
Out.
Thank you for the call tonight. But yeah, I mean, if there actually is a body cam video out there, then it would be interesting to see how that transpires.
I'm not interested in the story at all. It has no bearing on me whatsoever. It has no bearing on, well, anything really, other than it seems to be really weird and nobody can get a clear story.
Mm-hmm. If you want to join the show, you can hear the number 603-283-6160. Well, as long as they don't take him to Guantanamo, he'll probably get a trial at some point. So, Captain, you were sharing with us a story about a man.
That is very questionable. Honestly, this has all the marks of a cover-up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're covering up, but it's not like we're ever going to find that out anyway.
Probably something to do with sex, it seems like. There's a theory that this guy might have been a prostitute, apparently, but again, I don't know if there's anything to that. That's just one of the rumors that's been floating around.
I will say, if I see a man in his boxers in your home, I might start getting suspicious that you might be in bed with him.
It's a good chance of it. I mean, I am in my boxers frequently during the summertime, and that doesn't mean that you and I are sleeping together.
That's true.
Yeah. But if you were also in your boxers and or naked, that could lead some credibility.
What if he had a hammer?
Well, I don't know what you do behind closed doors.
Would you hammer in the morning? Would you hammer in the evening? All over the house?
All right. What do we? What else do we need to know about this Guantanamo release where a man who's now 75 years old, has been there for 20 years, is being let out?
Yeah, so Mr. Paracha, apparently, according to his file, and I don't know who or where they got his file, but the article continues in his file, U.S. intelligence agencies said he had helped Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the accused mastermind of the September 11th attacks, facilitate financial transactions and propaganda.
But yet they never proved that.
Right.
Never went to trial. Never showed any evidence.
They also said he met with Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan before the attacks as part of a delegation of Pakistani dignitaries. So apparently just being a dignitary and like having visited some guy from another country is an FBI check in Guantanamo.
There's U.S. officials who've met with Osama bin Laden over the years. I specifically, I'm thinking of Donald, what's his name? The old
Rumsfeld?
I was thinking of him, but I know he met with Saddam. Maybe not.
Oh, right. Yeah,
Osama.
Yeah.
But there's been plenty of U.S. officials who've met with this person, because remember in the early, was it the 80s, he was the big hero against the Russians? Remember the Russians in Afghanistan? Osama was...
Oh, yeah. He was the great anti-Soviet warrior.
Right. Yep. He was getting money and weapons from the United States.
Yeah. Back when it was kind of open that we were, you know, funding and training these people.
And the U.S. was calling them the Afghan freedom fighters.
Yeah, that's right.
Did a complete 180 on that one.
More coming up here in moments. Whether you want to comment on Guantanamo Bay, we're going to get into the Federal Reserve raising the interest rates again and maybe a recession coming to the United Kingdom as well.
You can serve
us. Join us here at 603-283-6160. If you want to jump in, you can.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here on Saturday edition. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 and 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Stateless Mountain.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
I do want to say thank you to Patrick Easterday. He is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Patrick is a gold-level supporter, meaning that he is contributing $10 a month to the AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here at Free Talk Live. If you appreciate the fact that we talk about the ideas of liberty 7 nights a week on broadcast radio all across the United States, and you want us to continue doing that and continue to expand, then please help us out like Patrick has done. Now, he did twice what we asked. We appreciate that. But we're only asking $5 a month. So you can go to amps.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. You get some perks like access to the AMP Only podcast, which has the full radio show without the commercial breaks in a podcast RSS feed that you can put in your favorite podcast client and download at your leisure. So enjoy that.
And I'd like to point out to our listeners, too, that sometimes folks have told me that they feel kind of helpless. Like, they see all this crap going on, all this, you know, government oppression and overreach and, you know, the empire being the largest the world's ever seen. They feel like there's nothing they can do. Well, here's something you can do.
You can do this. amps.freetalklive.com. We also would recommend you join the migration of liberty-minded people. If you are a libertarian or a voluntarist, liberty-minded anarchist, you ought to be up in New Hampshire with the rest of us, because everywhere else is doomed to failure because numbers matter,
yeah,
and concentration is the only plan of success that is proven working. So, but I don't want to dig too deep into that. Captain, what else do we need to know about this story with Guantanamo Bay? We know that this guy is being let out. He's 75 years old. He's been there for 20 years.
Yeah.
They never put him on trial. They make these accusations that he might have had something to do with something or other in terrorism land, but they never proved it, never tried to prove it.
No, and in fact, months before he was captured, federal agents took Mr. Prach's eldest son into custody in New York, where he was living, because remember, this guy had established businesses stateside here in the United States. And he was tried, convicted, and sentenced to 30 years in prison for providing material support to terrorism. But that conviction was overturned.
Oh, really?
In 2018. Then in 2020,
whoa,
prosecutors dropped the case against him completely. He was returned to Pakistan after agreeing to relinquish his status as a permanent resident of the United States.
Wow.
So, yeah, so not only do they have this guy in Guantanamo, they go after his son, right, before he was, you know, sent to Guantanamo, yeah, anyway, and try him and sentence him to 30 years and then overturn it, but like, oh, okay, well, you can't stay in the States, right?
Fine, I'm out, right? Like, at that point, if I were him, I'd be happy,
right,
to no longer stay in the States.
So the elder, who is fluent in English, the 75-year-old mm-hmm. businessman, he lived in Queens in the 1970s, obtained a green card in 1980, operated businesses in both Pakistan and the New York metropolitan areas, including travel agencies, a real estate business, and
well,
a media production
firm. Well, then it should have been hard to get evidence against him.
Right. In Guantanamo, inmates and some guards referred to him as Chacha, which is a term of endearment that means uncle in Urdu. When the prison leadership allowed, he would tutor younger prisoners in English and finance.
Mm-hmm.
At times, he brought cell block complaints to guards. Soon after his transfer to Guantanamo in 2004, Mr. Prach went before a panel of American military officers that approved his status as, quote, an enemy combatant, a form of war prisoner. He denied having ties to Al-Qaeda, described himself as a businessman with a Jewish partner, right, and challenged the notion that the United, yeah, States could declare the world as a battlefield against the terrorist, yeah, group.
Let's remind listeners who may just be tuning in that this man was not picked up on the battlefield. They're calling him an enemy combatant.
Yeah.
That suggests that he's, like, running around with bombs and grenades and, you know, shooting people or whatever.
Yeah.
He was picked up in a business meeting with undercover agents who pretended to be from Kmart. They wanted to cut a deal with him, supposedly. That's how they got him to, I think it was Thailand,
yep,
to talk to them about some sort of business matter.
Yep.
Fun fact, there are certain things that if you declare everything is this, then nothing is that. If every day is a holiday, there are no holidays ever.
Right.
If everywhere is a battleground, then there's no battleground.
There's just a little bit more, but this is, I think, yeah, this is important stuff.
All right.
He goes on to say, and this is in front of the United States, the panel or whatever, mm-hmm, that he appeared in. He says, quote, is your executive order applicable around the earth?
Mm.
He said to the U.S. military officer in charge, It is a global war on terrorism, the officer explained. Mr. Peralta replied, I know, sir, but you are not the master of Earth, sir. I think that is
great.
Pretty deep thinking. His wife, whom he met and married in the United States, divorced him while he was in custody. He was expected to live with his youngest son, who said in an interview last year that the first order of business would be a family reunion, followed by comprehensive medical care.
How dare he tell the United States federal government that it is not the master of Earth?
Well, and that's the problem with governments, right? And I use the term plural. Well, yeah, but also that they claim to own Earth in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
all of it. There is not a piece of land that is not claimed by a government. On the whole planet. Like, who did they buy it from? If they didn't buy it from anybody, why are we paying them to live on it?
Yeah, they took it with violence, and you're paying them because they'll use violence against you. That's why.
That's not ownership.
Yeah, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Everyone knows, at some level, whether you want to admit it to yourself, that if you don't pay the gang, if you don't send your check over, your money to the federal government, the state governments,
the warlords,
they will send their troops, the police, the IRS, the FBI, or whoever, they'll send them after you, and they'll get you.
If someone jacks your car, they put a gun to your head and say, give me the keys and get out, that's not their car.
Nope.
That's your car. They are a thief.
It's still your car, even though they might be driving it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just because they're driving it doesn't mean it's their car. And that's the situation of the Earth and the governments.
Let's go to a big fan of government. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on the air.
I just want to say that one good thing about my network company is that after being a customer for many years, you can get free product dollars.
Why would anyone care about that?
Well, that's the advantage of being a loyal customer. That's
well, you better be careful with that, because I have seen the Secret Service crack down on organizations for doing such things.
What do you mean?
Oh yeah, so back in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
There was this sort of little area that was all a bunch of businesses in alternative health. So like your chiropractor, your acupuncturist,
homeopathic
massage therapy,
medicine.
Yeah, homeopathic okay. medicine, and they did so many trades with each other that they're like, hey, how about we just kind of formalize this and we'll just have like points, right? And like, okay, if I give you a massage, it's worth this many points, and then I'll take that over here and you know buy some massage oil from them.
Yeah.
And the Secret Service showed up and said, stop this or go to jail.
On what charges?
On counterfeiting charges, the original purpose of the Secret Service.
Well, I don't think they would have those charges would have held. I mean, that sounds to me like a barter exchange, and those are legal.
Ah, they put a number to it. That's the difference.
They put dollars on it?
No, doesn't matter. You apply a number to it, and you are counterfeiting a currency. They claim a monopoly on currency in this geographical area.
Thank you, Sarah, I think, for the call. The number here tonight is 603-283-6160, and you can bring up anything that you want. We'll talk about currency coming up here in moments. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Twitter on Saturday updated its app in Apple's App Store to begin charging $8 for sought-after blue check verification marks in Elon Musk's first major revision of the social media platform. Aaron Carter, who won early fame as a child pop star and toured with his brother's hit band Backstreet Boys before pursuing careers in rap and acting, was found dead in his home near L.A. on Saturday. Carter, who was 34, released his debut album in 1997 when he was just 9 years old, becoming a child pop star who frequently appeared on Nickelodeon. And as they struggle to maintain what remains of an electricity grid heavily damaged by Russian missiles, officials in Ukraine's capital say they have begun planning for a once-unthinkable possibility. That is, a complete blackout that would require the evacuation of the city's approximately 3 million remaining residents. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. It's what we do. Phones are open, as always, live Saturday show, and yes, we do this 7 nights per week live. You can always download episodes, archives, daily digests are available via podcast. To anybody that wants to subscribe, just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find a link to our RSS feed there, as well as links to our show on multiple platforms. If you're into the Spotify and the iHeartMedia, and there's a few others I can't think of. But you get the list there over at feeds.freetalklive.com. And we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. You can bring up anything. Coming up shortly, we're going to get into the Federal Reserve has not only raised interest rates again. I mean, that's not particularly interesting. It just keeps happening. But that's what's the newsworthy part, is it's now the fourth straight rate hike that the Federal Reserve has made. And apparently this is a record level of rate hiking that the Federal Reserve has ever done. And so we'll talk about that, but we're going to go to your phone calls first. Michael is in Pennsylvania listening to WEEO FM. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, sir. This might actually, I know it's going to be interesting to you guys and possibly others. I live with, I call her mom, it's my wife's mother, and she came to me. She's in her 70s, and a lot of the family has been dying. Some of the brothers are older, they're in their 80s. So she says, hey, what is this? What does indentured servitude mean? He bought the piece of land we live on by being somebody else's slave, basically. He sold himself into indentured servitude, which was common many moons ago, and he bought this little piece of land.
Who is this, like your great-great-grandfather or her?
It would be my mother-in-law, her dad.
Her dad. Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
That one and a second one. So he sold himself a second time. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to get you guys' attention. So they have another little piece of land that went to one of the other brothers. Okay? Now, he did his time on his contract for indentured servitude.
Right.
Because she thought she had a deed, but she has indentured servitude. It shows the property layout. It says where it's at and everything. That now, we still pay tax on it. She is still a slave. She's paying property tax every year on something her father sold himself into slavery for.
Right.
So tell me this is not horrible. Technically, Tom Wolfe is a slave owner, and so is Lieutenant Gunner John Fetterman.
Well, that's true.
And, well, everybody in the Pennsylvania government are slave owners because they already paid their debt, and yet they're making them pay it. Now,
over
I do work the land
and
the farm, but that's to take care of the family, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I sell a little bit of vegetables and eggs because prices are going up and people are suffering.
And that, the thing is, Michael, not only are you correct about this, but the difference is there's no end to this contract. The payments go on forever.
Right, yeah.
That's my argument. So I'm going to call and point that out and try and manipulate the folks on the fact that, look, these people here are still slaves. You're okay with that? She is in her 70s. She should not have to pay property tax.
Yeah,
they have done it for almost, what, four generations?
Yeah, well,
she's 72. She was born in the living room. Where the TV's at? My mother-in-law was born there.
There's people who have lost their property because, you know, they get to the age of retirement and they're collecting Social Security, and the taxes have gone up so much on their property that
that's what she's afraid of.
That their retirement doesn't even cover the taxes, and they lose their land.
She has none because she was a home wife. Her father, Pap, my father-in-law, drove a rig for the local, like, dairies. He drove a tanker truck, and she gets his. It wouldn't be enough to pay the property taxes. That's why my wife and I and my youngest daughter.
That's why you live together.
Well, her father was an indentured servant, but she is a slave. Mm. And the difference is indentured servitude ends.
Yeah, right. So the definition of indentured servitude is a form of labor where an individual is under contract to work without a salary to repay an indenture or loan within a certain time frame, insinuating what Ian pointed out, which
and
is there's an end.
On the paper, I explained it because she didn't know what indentured servitude was. So, like, for example, it's called Tomtown Road. That runs through their property. Their house was there. And the laundry line, the county showed up one day because their parents didn't have a very good education. I'm not from here. I came from a military family. That's why they asked me questions.
Yeah.
And they dumped the laundry line into their yard and put Tomtown Road through it. I mow our property here and a crossroad on the other side of the guardrails because we own the other side. But they took it away.
They stole
and they
it.
Domained it so they could put in Tomtown Road.
Yeah,
but
right.
Their parents didn't know they should pay them for it. And so they didn't say anything. They didn't do anything.
They
so
just
they took
it with no. They just took it from them without That's any horrible. Money, without any payment?
Yes, sir. You're talking back to the 1940s and 50s. They they had
That's
no
illegal,
education.
Even under
they were
their
from
crazy
the early
ideas.
1900s. That's why they were indentured servants.
Michael, thanks for calling and sharing your story
Great
tonight.
Call.
Definitely appreciate hearing
I hope
from
it helps
you.
Others.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, slavery never really went away.
Yeah.
It just changed format. It became more hidden. Like, it's still happening, but they just don't call it that anymore.
Yeah.
There's not a guy on a horseback with a whip that's standing over you in the hot sun directly.
Kinda.
But they do have men with guns who are in police cruisers who will do the same job. Roughly.
Yeah, the very time that they point to this is when slavery ended. No, this is when slavery was universalized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, turns out hippies were right. You can't own land, man. It's true. You can only rent it from the government.
Yep, and if you can't afford to pay that rent, they're going to take it back from you by force if necessary.
Yeah,
and yes, they will come into a 70-year-old woman's house, and they will use violence to take it from her if she refuses to leave.
Mm-hmm. They just figured out that it was much easier to distribute the slavery evenly.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst everybody.
Yeah.
Instead of just one certain group of people being overtly 100% slaves, they're like, well, if we give them the illusion of choice and then make them fund their own prison guards, why, everybody can be our slave.
And you got to tell them a story, too. You got to tell them that You are the government, so you're part of this. You're not enslaved. You're not enslaved. You can vote for a new master.
For a new slave master.
The story of our enslavement does a really good job of explaining exactly how this happened.
Yeah.
And now, mind you, they have a second class of slavery where you are a 100% slave, and we call those prisoners.
Yes,
that's right. The number is 603-283-6160. So let's talk about a different type of enslavement, and that is financial
yes.
Enslavement. This, you know, property taxes, that's kind of an old school method of enslaving people, right? You know, mm-hmm. if you don't do what we say, we're going to beat you. In this case, steal your property, and maybe they'll beat you if you try to stay there. But with money, they figured out a way with the dollar, with the central bank currency, they figured out a way to tax people without them knowing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's called inflation.
Yes.
And I mean, a lot of this really just comes down to business, right? They're in the business of violence. Mm-hmm. Now, with business, there's how much it costs for you to do business, and there's how much you get from doing business. Now, with, you know, actually having a guy on a horse with a whip, you got to pay that guy, got to make sure the horse is fed.
Right.
Like, this is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with taxation, it's a lot less expensive. But every now and again, you upset people because they don't like it.
You can only push it so far.
Right.
You can only raise taxes so quickly, and people get mad.
But your costs are way, way lower by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with inflating the currency, man, your price of doing this
is cost.
Zero. Yeah. And especially since almost all currency isn't physical.
Correct.
It's literally zero cost.
Yeah,
it's
some guy at a keyboard going, boop, boop. Add a zero, add a one, you know, just that's it. They're just incrementing numbers.
But the important part is they claim a monopoly on it. You mm-hmm. must use mm-hmm. this central bank state-sponsored currency,
mm-hmm.
and if you try to use anything else, we'll chuck you in a jail or we'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two sides to the same coin. So on the one hand, there's the government currency. We get to print it. No one else gets to print it. On the other hand is the taxation side of it. You have to give us some of this or we will kidnap you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have both of those or else their currency won't be valuable to people. Like, if I tell you I will charge $10 for a business card, you'd go, no. And then, if you leave the room and don't have this business card, I will shoot you.
Mm.
Suddenly,
$10 is a good deal.
Yeah.
$10 of your life. That's one of those deals you can't refuse.
That's
right?
Fact.
The number here is 603-283-6160. So, we're going to get into the money thing a little bit here with the Federal Reserve approving another interest rate hike. What does that actually mean? Because it sounds really technical. It sounds really confusing. Luckily, Peoples Mountaineer knows a thing or two.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs?
truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here on the Live Saturday episode. Phones are open. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
I'm here. I'm Captain.
You can bring up anything. That's what we do here. We're talking now about the Federal Reserve.
Although we were covering Guantanamo Bay, your comments are still welcome on that.
But the Federal Reserve, according to various news sources, in this case CNN, approved a fourth straight rate hike of 0.75%. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot.
That sounds awful complicated.
It is complicated.
I couldn't possibly begin to comprehend such things.
The system is designed to be complicated. The financial system is purposely designed to be a very confusing mess.
To the layman.
And I am one of those people, right?
Me
like,
too.
I've never studied this stuff in depth. Peekless, however, has
I'm
done
no
a lot
member
of
the financial clergy myself.
But you do seem to know a lot about it. You've been doing a lot of stuff.
Well, it's that he has the ability to sort of translate economic ease into layman terms, which once you figure that out, then it's a lot easier for you to understand the economic system.
Right.
Yeah, honestly, one of the biggest barriers for all of this stuff is it is mind-bendingly corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the first thing you have to do is get over that they are not doing anything good. Like, it
right.
is pure evil from top to bottom. And it's
you can't
just
believe
kind
a
of,
word they say, either.
Yeah, so you've got to, like, the first step is to, like, get over that, because once you do, it's a lot easier to go, oh, this is a method of theft.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a method of theft. And so here's, like, the big picture on this system. So part one, hand out a bunch of credit. Make sure there's all this money running around everywhere. Everyone's in
which
debt,
they
but
can
it's
print
right.
from
right.
thin air.
Right. So you make credit easy, make sure people are all, like, times are good, roaring twenties, mm-hmm. everyone's rich, we got stuff. Part two. So that, if you will, is cast the line out there. You know, like fishing,
mm-hmm.
and then they bite. And when they do, you reel them on in. And this, we are entering into part two of the scam. Part two. Then you shut off the money.
Mm-hmm. Now, hold on.
Everybody's already in debt.
Let me see if I can follow you here. So the Federal Reserve was created in 1913. Are mm-hmm. you saying part one took more than 100 years to
complete? No. This is a cycle. business is cycle.
Okay.
I'm saying that that's like the most obvious version of this was, okay, passes in 1913, 1920s. Roaring 20s. Everybody's rich. There are stock tickers in hair salons because everybody's borrowing money to buy stock. Stock's going up. Everyone's getting rich.
You can't lose.
You can't lose. Just keep it in the market. It always goes up. So everyone's borrowed all this money up to their earlobes to get all that extra stock. Everyone's making money hand over fist. And then you shut off the money supply. Everybody's already in debt. Mm-hmm. Everyone owes all this money. And the only way they were getting all this money to pay all this debt is the free money supply. The spigot for money was on. Then you shut it off. Okay, now everybody has bills they can't pay. And what happens when we have bills that we can't pay?
Repossession.
Exactly. Yep. So all the actual stuff, you know, the value, the wealth.
Houses, cars, whatever.
Houses, business. Cars, businesses, everything that we were actually trying to increase. Now it belongs to the bank. Now we're entering part two of this. Like, it's a simple thing, happens over and over again. The 20s and 30s were a perfect example of it, but it's the same thing. So, roaring 20s, massive wealth, then Great Depression. Because they turned off the money spigot. Now everyone has bills they can't pay. Oh, guess what? Factories need machinery for you to have that job. So everyone's out of work. And now you can't afford to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But the banks don't mind. They've got all your stuff. And they'll wait for a little while till they're sure they can't squeeze any more out of you. Then they'll turn the printers back on.
How many times can this cycle go before it all comes crashing down forever?
Well, the answer before 2009, or especially 2012, I think, was pretty much forever, as long as people fall for it. Because they, and especially, here's a real big important part of this. So, I think it was like 1933, all of a sudden gold's illegal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Possession of gold is illegal. Now, there wasn't all that much actual confiscation of the gold, but that doesn't matter because it's illegal to possess, which means you cannot openly trade it. You can't use it as currency. So you can't just go to the grocery store, get some food, and give them some gold. Can't do it. And, I mean, it was mostly silver for small purchases, but, yeah, you can't sell or buy a house and give or take some gold for it. You can only use their money.
Was silver affected there, too, or was it only gold? Was only gold prohibited, or were other precious metals?
So that was the thing. Like, gold was what backed the silver, is basically how it worked. So, like, dollars were backed by silver, and silver was backed by gold. That was how the system worked. But you cut one part of that system out, and it all falls apart. Now everyone's stuck using dollars.
And then they took away the backing from the dollars.
Yeah. Right. But don't worry. Those dollars are still valuable. We'll still give you this much for them. I mean, that's not a market rate by any stretch of the imagination, but you still got something for them until you don't.
You mean as far as the exchanging them for silver?
Exactly. Exactly. And
which you can't do now at all.
Right. And here's the thing. This fake, this scam, this beautiful scam that they put over on the citizens of America caught on everywhere.
The central bank.
Yeah. And like World War I, World War II could not have happened without this government printed money. It's just impossible. You cannot put human effort into the destruction of human life on that scale without this technology. But
now, wait a minute. Didn't they have to sell war bonds back then still? Didn't they still have to persuade people to some extent to back these wars?
There is a certain amount of finagling that you have to do to kind of keep up the scam. Like today, the way this whole thing works is that countries mostly, but people, companies, they buy treasuries. Now, a treasury is a promise to pay dollars plus a percentage in the future. But it's the government that promises to pay it. And what, the government's going to not pay you dollars? They can print them. Of course they can pay you dollars. So, mind you, the inflation's bigger than that, so you got to make sure that it's not just that. But, you know, it kind of backstops your risk a bit. But here's the thing. If we lose faith in treasuries, they lose the ability to print money. But doesn't matter because they're not competing against real money anywhere. Until now. And that's why this system is breaking right now.
Okay, hold on. So you say if people lose faith in treasuries, meaning that if people don't believe that the treasuries are going to be a good investment in the future,
right?
They won't buy them.
Right.
Why would that stop them from printing money?
Because of what happened. Why would that stop them from printing money?
Yeah.
It's how it works. Like, they designed this. It's, you know, their own paperwork system, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a feedback loop. So they print the it's so every time that you have a loan, there's two sides to it, right? There's the half that you get to spend mm-hmm. out there in the market, and then there's the half that I hold on to as a liability. Now, I can take that liability and sell it somewhere, and that's why my liability was worth having, is because it's valuable. Now, if you're never going to pay me back, that liability doesn't have any value. No one's going to buy that from me if they don't think that you're good for it.
Mm.
And it's basically like that. If people keep buying U.S. treasuries, then they're saying that the U.S. government is good for it.
Well, couldn't they just start printing money anyway, and then it would just hyperinflate like the like in Venezuela? I mean, they're not selling treasuries, right?
Oh, it's almost certainly what they're about to do.
That's what I'm saying, right? They're like Venezuela
and here's the thing.
Is not selling treasury bonds.
Well, and so here's where it gets funky,
mm-hmm.
is that they buy their own treasuries.
The Federal Reserve does,
correct?
Right? Aren't they the buyer of last resort,
yep.
meaning that if the federal government cannot sell enough treasuries to China or Japan or mm-hmm. whoever it is that's buying these things, banks, I don't know who it is, but then right. the Federal Reserve comes in. And
it used to be mostly Japan, but
that's
not anymore.
Yeah, think about if you're any other kind of a business, right? You make vacuum cleaners, mm-hmm. right? That's your business. And none of them are selling, so you buy them yourself and then call yourself a viable business.
Yeah.
That's how ridiculous it is for these central banks to exist.
Well, but of course,
a lot like a stock buyback, actually.
Well, of course, the Federal Reserve, quote-unquote, is private, right? So they're not issuing the treasuries. That's done by the Department of Treasury, correct?
Right. It would be illegal for us to print money.
So therefore, their buddies in the banking system created this central bank where they print the money up, and then they buy the treasuries mm-hmm. that the government can't sell to.
Right.
Suckers. There's more coming up here in moments, and we'll talk about the interest rate part of this coming up. It's Free Talk Live Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.